And now turning to Iraq, where the prime minister there has warned against what he calls foreign agendas to fuel the country's political crisis. Nouri al-Maliki has called for unity in a statement marking Iraq's 92nd Army Day. He warned against foreign interference, saying it would push the country towards sectarian violence. Iraq has been witnessing a rise in terrorist attacks amid anti-government protests. Thousands of people have been taking to the streets for almost 2 weeks now, demanding an end to the anti-terrorism law. Now, they also want officials to abolish a law forbidding Ba'ath Party members from taking office. The fugitive deputy of Iraq's executed dictator Saddam Hussein has supported the protests. Izzat Ibrahim al-Douri, who's also the Ba'ath Party leader, has called for the overthrow of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Well, let's switch over to Beirut, joined by Iraqi member of Iraqi National Alliance, Mr. Intifad Qanbar. Thank you so much for being with us. Now we've heard Nouri al-Maliki, the prime minister, speaking again, and he's again talked about foreign agenda. How much of what we're seeing in Iraq do you think can actually be attributed to hands from outside of Iraq?
Well, a lot of there's a huge amount of foreign intervention in Iraq. Unfortunately, a lot of it coming from some Gulf countries who try to destabilize Iraq since 2003. However, as much as I agree with the Prime Minister, I think it's very important for us Iraqis to undermine or to diffuse the reasons for our differences and go back to reconciliation to diffuse, as I say, and undermine these foreign agendas which these differences place into its hands.
You talked about the Gulf countries' involvement in this. Tell me what benefits would the Gulf countries or any countries get out of an unstable Iraq, in your perspective?
Well, there are many reasons, but the main two reasons I would point to. First, Iraq became a democracy. This is something that the Gulf countries do not like to see, a democratic Iraq. Second thing, Iraq became ruled by a majority government of a Shia that they don't like very much. And specifically, being friendly to Iran, not being used by to go on aggression against our neighbor friendly Iran, that makes the Gulf people uncomfortable. While Saddam was giving them this support, he's gone now. We have a government that is friendly with our neighbors, including Iran, and that also, as I said, making the Gulf countries unhappy with the new political system in Iraq.
Will Iraq, very quickly though, will you think Iraq be able to withstand this latest assault on the country's unity?
Yes, we have a parliament, we have a democratically elected government. I think through democratic means and constitutional means, I think whoever is going to rule Iraq in the next stage will be through our constitutionally put together political system. And I think we will overcome these problems and we'll continue to be a successful democracy.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Beirut from the Iraqi National Alliance, Mr. Intifad Qanbar.